A few notable absences and returns to practice this week, another rookie honor, and we hear from quarterback Drew Brees. Welcome to the Afternoon Wrap, sponsored by Acme Oyster House. I'm Cindy Robinson for NewOrleansSaints.com, joined here by John DeShazer at the Ochsner Sports Performance Center. Now, John, it's becoming kind of a trend for our rookies to get honors of the week. We have another one this week.
Yeah, absolutely. If we can backtrack to probably last month sometime, Alvin Kamara was the NFC Offensive Rookie of the Week. Last week, Marshawn Lattimore, the cornerback, was honored as the NFC Defensive Rookie of the Month. And now last week for his performance against Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Justin Hardy, defensive back, special teams player of the week. And we spoke to Justin in the locker room about some of the things that goes through your mind being a special teamer.
I feel like everybody, just the competitive nature, everybody wants to be that guy. But, you know, you get put in a certain position because of your skill set, you know. Like I said, if one of those guys get one, I feel like I got one as well, because at the end of the day, we are a collective group. Like, we all go out there as 11 guys on the field. It's not just one guy.
It was just a special teams player of the week. What does it mean to you?
It means the world to me. Like I said, I it's work. Like, I just put my head down to work. I'm not one of them guys who going to peak early. I'm one of those guys who just got to mold, who got to put his head down to work and, you know, so do some stuff behind closed doors. And, you know, it'll pay off eventually. You just never know when. And Sunday I was fortunate enough to have that big play. But the NFC Player of the Week, I would definitely get that to the other 10 guys as well, because without them, I wouldn't have got that award.
We also caught up with quarterback Drew Brees, who talked about having a more offensive balance with the Saints this season and going up against the Bills defense, coached by Sean McDermott, who he's seen at Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's always the goal. The goal is always to be as balanced as possible. But at the end of the day, you want, we say, run game efficiency, you know, pass game efficiency. So you look at yards per carry, you look at, you know, situational, so, you know, short yardage situations, goal line situations, you know, the complement of the pass and the run, how that sets up play action, you know, your ability just to move the ball with good tempo and create rhythm and, you know, sustain drives and get points. I mean, all that stuff goes hand in hand. It's part of playing complementary football. You know, we talk about that. There's complementary football offensively between run and pass, and then there's complementary football between our offense and our defense, you know, playing together. So, yeah, all that stuff, I think, it's been a good formula thus far, but again, I think there's room for improvement.
Drew, you guys have matched wits plenty of times against a Sean McDermott type defense.
Yeah.
What do you guys anticipate going against this defense? And obviously, know what things he likes to run.
Yeah, I've got a ton of respect for Sean McDermott. I think he did a tremendous job in Carolina, and he's doing a tremendous job there in Buffalo. That's a defense that is very aggressive, makes a ton of plays. They're undefeated at home. You know, you watch the way they play at home, especially in that environment and crowd noise. And, you know, they're playing with a ton of confidence right now. And they're such a well-coached defense that has created all kinds of plays, created all kinds of turnovers. They went out and made some acquisitions in the offseason, Micah Hyde and some draft picks, and to add to already a really salty defense. So, yeah, we got our work cut out for us.
As we mentioned before, there were some missing players today. John, who are those players?
Well, the missing guys, wide receiver Michael Thomas, left tackle Teron Armstead, and safety Kenny Vaccaro. Now, we know Kenny Vaccaro left the game against Tampa Bay with a groin injury. Teron Armstead left also with a chest injury. So we don't know necessarily if those are precautionary or not. Obviously, we'll learn a little bit more as the week goes along. But there was a huge return to practice for the Saints, that being right guard Larry Warford. Now, Larry Warford has missed the previous two games. Senio Calimete has filled in at right guard in his absence. That'll allow Senio to go back to the bench probably, and then Andrews Peak can move back from left tackle back down to left guard. So as the Saints continue that shuffle, but in today's practice now, Senio Calimete, for the portion we saw, was that left guard, and Andrews Peak was that left tackle. We know these guys shuffle around all the time, so probably precautionary in terms of guys missing practice today, but certainly continue to look at NewOrleansSaints.com for the full and complete injury report as the week progresses.
And the Saints will be back again tomorrow for practice, getting ready for the Bills. I'm Cindy Robinson, joined by John DeShazer. Thanks for watching.